If you've seen HDTV, you definitely want HDTV. But will a large new flat-screen television fit into the footprint your old tube occupies?
And how will that high def change the way you light the room?
Read our easy tips to design a media room when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You got a question about your home improvement project? Need some help solving the do-it-yourself dilemma? Call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT. Now, of all the jobs that people could be tackling this time, Leslie, windows might not be one of them. Do you agree? People don't think about that when the weather turns warm.
Yeah, but they should. Windows leak all year long, folks. If you've got a drafty window in the winter, it's drafty in the summer also. And that means all of your expensive air-conditioned air is flying right out those drafty windows. So just because the weather's nice doesn't mean that that isn't a valuable home improvement. And in fact, it's even more valuable than it ever was because the government is offering federal tax credits if you change your windows or anything in your house for that matter for something that's more energy efficient.
So coming up later this hour, we're going to talk about some new high-tech windows, these Energy Star windows that can actually, the government will actually help you pay for them. Can you believe that? The government will kick in a couple $100 to help you make this home improvement project. Also this hour, if you call us with your home improvement question, you'll be eligible to win this hour's prize, which is the Ryobi Multitasket. It's a great product. It's like having an extra hand to hold your tools right there while you're working. It's worth about $35, and if we answer your call, you would be entered into the drawing to win that prize. So call us right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Lori in New York is up next. You're possibly my neighbor, and you want to talk windows. What can I do for you?
Hi. My husband and I want to put a window in a living room wall. There's no window there now, and we don't know what we should go about, which, you know, kind of window to buy, and if there's any concerns about wiring we should be worrying about.
Yeah, there's actually a whole host of issues you need to think about, Lori.
Is it load-bearing?
Yeah. Are we talking about a narrow window, like a big wide bay window? What are you thinking about?
Just a narrow, like a 36 by, you know,
okay,
4-inch window.
All right. Well, first of all, the exterior wall, is it the front or the rear wall of your house?
It's the rear wall.
The rear wall. It's probably a bearing wall, which means you need to build a header. Now, if it's only a 36-inch wide opening, it's probably not going to be terribly complicated, but here's what has to happen. First of all, you need to expose the studs, and you need to probably remove one to two studs that are holding up part of the wall. Before you do that, though, you need to put some temporary bracing in to support the roof and the ceiling above it. And that's why that's something that at least you might need to have a little bit of professional help with, because you're dealing with a load-bearing wall here. You don't want to do things in the wrong order. After you open up the stud bay, you're basically going to reframe the opening now, and you have to put in what's called a header, which takes the load of the roof and spreads it across the opening for the window and then back down to the foundation. That's the big job, getting it framed in right. Once it's framed in, the actual window installation is pretty straightforward, pretty simple. But getting the wall framed, the hole cut in the wall and properly framed out, is the part that's a little more complicated. So I wouldn't suggest this as a first-time do-it-yourself project. It really needs some structural experience to make sure you do it right and don't cause any adverse problems to the rest of your house, because those are the things that are involved. Okay, Lori?
Yes, that makes sense.
All right. Well, good luck with the project, and call us if you have any more questions.
Okay.
1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Our website is moneypit.com.
Sue in Florida's up next, and you want to talk tankless water heaters, which Tom and I love. So what's your question?
Well, hi, and thank you for taking my call. I'm a condo dweller, and the tank that is in my house has been there ever since the condo was built, like 25 years ago. So So I know it's time to start thinking about replacing
it. It's overdue.
Yes, and I'm happy about that. And everybody's talking about this, but I don't know anyone personally that has a tankless hot water heater. And so I went to my local home repair place and found out that you can buy it, but no one is interested in installing it there. And I'm thinking, geez, maybe this is, you know, something that isn't really a practical thing. I don't know what the upsides of the, you know, everyone says, oh, it's going to save you a lot of energy. And, you know, do you have an opinion about that?
Well, we do. We like tankless water heaters, and it's unfortunate you haven't found a referral to somebody that can install them. But rest assured.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that I can find somebody, yeah. But you know what I mean. They don't install them where they
no,
sell them.
No, I do think that they're a very good piece of equipment. You know, the way it works is it basically heats the amount of water that you need on demand, and that gives you a lot of advantages. A typical water heater is pretty dumb because it basically heats the water to where the thermostat set it and keeps it heated even if you're not using it.
Well, all day long when you're not even wanting it.
Yeah. Tankless water heaters are much smarter in that they only heat the amount of water that you need and when you need it, and that's what makes them so much more efficient. Now, they are more expensive, but they do last longer, and they also take up a lot less space. So I think that tankless water heaters are a grand idea, and I think that's definitely something you should consider.
Well, do you think that the initial cost of installing it is, you know, worthwhile in the long run? How long do you think that one would last?
I think that one is going to last a good 15 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cost-benefit question really gets into how long you're going to live in that condominium. You have to measure against the savings against how long you actually have it. But generally speaking, it's a very smart thing to do. And they're also, by the way, Energy Star rated, and you might be able to even qualify for an energy tax credit by buying one now.
Well, that sounds good. I'll do a little more investigating.
All right, Sue. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now, that's a good example of somebody that heard about something that seemed like it made sense and needs to check it with us. And we're happy to share what we know.
Yeah, and they're fantastic, those tankless water heaters. And having a 25-year-plus water heater, Sue, it's time for a new one.
Yeah, you better change that before it schedules a change on its own and decides to break open on you.
Which could be a big mess.
And you know, in a condo, that's an even bigger mess because especially
dealing with neighbors.
To the neighbor. Yeah, exactly. Sue, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Leslie, who's next?
In Nevada, you can listen to the Money Pit on KBZZ like Brian does. And Brian's got a ceiling question. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I have popcorn ceilings, and my house was built in 1979. So it's actually kind of a two-part question. Should I be worried about asbestos in that ceiling? And is there a simple way to remove that, to remove the popcorn ceilings? I'm not really sure how to go about that.
How come nobody ever calls and asks us how to add popcorn ceilings, Leslie?
I really want to put a popcorn ceiling in. What should I do?
Brian, we get tons of calls like this, and it's you know, it's a fairly laborious process.
And it's messy.
And it's messy, but you can do it. First of all, I don't think you should have any asbestos concern with something that was put in the early 80s like that or 1979. Secondly, to get rid of it, basically what you do is you have to spray it, get it nice and wet, and then you
get
have
like
to spray
one of those paint sprayers, like the Hudson sprayers. It's like a water. It's a pump. You put the water in, and it pumps it and sprays it out.
Regular water?
Mm-hmm,
right.
Just regular,
yep, regular water.
Cover everything in that room.
It's going to be a big stinking mess. And then you scrape it off. Get a spackle blade and scrape it off. And when you get all done, get as much off as you can, then what you want to do is prime the entire ceiling with a good quality primer, like a Behr Premium Plus primer or something like that. Because what that's going to do is seal in that surface and give you something that's flat and consistent and has the same porosity of everything else to start from.
And generally, Brian, when somebody installs a popcorn ceiling, it's because maybe there's something on the surface that's not quite right. Maybe it's wavy, maybe it's just rough. So when you paint it, make sure you don't use anything glossy, because a glossy paint is going to really draw attention to anything that's imperfect in the wall. So go with something flat.
Okay. Is there maybe like is there something maybe I could just paint like a real thick latex over it to give it a little bit more of a smoother look? Or
well, certainly if you use a flat paint and a good quality flat paint, that's going to be the best you can do. I don't think you want to put textured paint over it. That would be kind of defeating the purpose.
Right.
All right, Brian?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
So, midsummer, does that sun just dry out your lawn, and are you already freaking out about it just a little bit?
It does it every year, and it really looks bad. It looks dead at my house, so it always does that.
Yeah, it can actually make it look more like a hayfield than a park.
That's exactly what it looks like. Well, if that happens to your house, don't worry. A live lawn might be in your future. We'll tell you why next.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi woodworking tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi power tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi, exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
Over the course of 50 years, you could have 3 children. You could buy 9 cars. You could take 66 vacations. You could own 7 pets. And you could need only 1 roof, provided you invest in a metal roof. Metal roofing is investment-grade roofing because it pays you back over time. It stands up to rain, hail, high winds, and wildfires, and is built to endure for decades. Plus, metal roofing is available in all kinds of beautiful colors and styles. To learn more about investment-grade roofing, visit metalroofing.com and see how, over time, a metal roof can save you enough money to pay for a lot of those vacations. Did you know that many home insurance companies offer lower premiums for homes with metal roofing? It's one more reason to consider durable and beautiful investment-grade metal roofing. For details or to find a contractor in your area, log on to metalroofing.com.
Oh, honey, the heat ruined my hairdo.
Not the heat, it's the humidity.
My scrapbook, too. These pages are soggy.
Not the heat, it's the humidity.
But we have central air. I turned it up so high, I'm freezing. Why do I still feel so clammy? Why does everything smell musty in this hot weather?
Not the heat, it's the humidity.
He's right, it's the humidity that adds the swelter to steamy summer heat. What can you do about it? Remove it with an April Air whole home dehumidifier. April Air, fresh ideas for indoor air. Visit aprilair.com.
Want to guard against stains and residue left by grease, food, soap, and cosmetics in the kitchen and bathroom? Try Behr Premium Plus Interior Sateen Kitchen and Bath Enamel with advanced NanoGuard technology. Key ingredients are reduced to nano-sized particles that enhance performance. It provides excellent scrubbability, stain removal, and blocking, and helps resist mildew in moist environments. Perfect for high traffic areas like kitchens and bathrooms. For more information, visit Behr, BEHR.com. And remember, when it comes to paint, there's good, better, and Behr.
This portion of the Money Pit was brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. All right, folks, talking lawns. So if you think your lawn is going to turn brown, or if it's starting to turn brown or look dead right now, don't throw in that towel just yet. Lawns that are affected by droughts are smarter than you think, actually. And the lawn might look like a lost cause right now, but it's really just dormant and will come back in full swing when the rain does return. So to prevent damage to dormant lawns, try to avoid walking on those dried out areas.
Yeah, that's the toughest thing, is to stay off them when we do have a drought. And if
But it makes that nice crunchy sound under your feet.
Yeah, you like that? They do come back. Well, we got a great prize to give away to you this week. You know, everyone can use a helping hand when it comes to home improvement and repair. And Ryobi has that extra hand in the form of a brand new tool. It's called the Multitasket, and we're giving one away to one lucky caller.
It's a really great prize.
It is. The multitasket features the patented air grip technology, which allows it to adhere to walls and other surfaces without marking. So you can use this thing to kind of be an extra hand. You can use it to be a laser level. You can use it as a little tray to hold your bits and your bobs, as Leslie calls them. And it's worth $35. But if you call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT, you might just win it. Call us right now. 1-888-666-3974.
Paul in Florida's got a dirty problem in the garage. What's going on?
Well, I was looking to, put one of those painted surfaces on the garage floor.
Okay.
And, it's got oil stains on the floor, and I was just wondering what would be the best way to get rid of the oil stains so that the painted, the painted surface would be able to stick or adhere better.
Well, Tom, there's a lot of epoxy coatings out there right now. They seem to be the hot item for garages. But do you need to clean that oil stain before you apply the epoxy?
Well, you do. And some of the epoxy systems, I know Quikrete has one that comes with a cleaner. They're actually matching the paints and the cleaners together for this very problem, Paul. Basically, you use the cleaner first, which etches the surface and gives you a good neutral surface that the paint can attach to. And then you use the epoxy coating on top of that.
Yeah, and what's really cool is it's all coming in a kit for you, Paul, and it even comes with an instructional DVD. So if you have any questions or any concerns, it'll address all of that for you. So you do a great job that lasts and lasts.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Paul. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Dorothy in Nebraska finds the Money Pit on KFOR, and you've got a noisy toilet. What's happening?
We have more than one bathroom in the house, but only one toilet makes a noise when it refills.
Okay. That's probably the fill valve, Dorothy. And inside the toilet, there are two valves. There's a fill valve and a flush valve. The flush valve is like the flapper that's usually in the bottom of the tank, and the fill valve is the other part that's connected to the float. Now, the good news is that you could replace both of those valves for a grand total of about $15. There is different replacement parts that are out there. Probably the most common one is made by Fluid Master. It fits the widest variety of toilets, available at any home center or hardware store in America. And Fluid Master also has a video on their website that gives you step-by-step instructions on how to do it. But it's very simple to do, and it actually is a do-it-yourself plumbing project. But if you're hearing that kind of noise on the fill, it's probably the fill valve that's wearing out and making that loud, screechy noise. Okay, Dorothy?
Right. So it is. They do have an internet Fluid Master. Go to Fluid Master on the internet.
That's right, Dorothy. Go to fluidmaster.com. You can get information there, and you'll find these valves in almost every hardware store in America. They come in a green box. Put a bunch of them in myself over the years. Dorothy, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tom, what's so interesting is that you're supposed to do these maintenance steps almost annually to your toilets, and people just ignore the toilet and hope to God that it's going to work every time until it does fail. So there's some upkeep that's involved.
Yeah, a toilet makeover is not that difficult. It involves about $15 of parts, and again, it's easy to do. The only place that you can get a little tricky is the water valve. If you can turn the water valve and it all goes off to your toilet, cool. If you can't turn the water valve off because it's a bad valve or it sticks in the open position, don't do it and call a plumber. But if you can shut that water valve off, it's easy to replace all the guts inside the toilet.
Bill in Georgia has a cold basement. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Bill.
Doing wonderful. Doing wonderful. I appreciate you having me on the show. I need your help desperately. I'm in the process of building a new home, and I'll have poured concrete basement walls. What I need to know is what is the best process or product that I can use to waterproof the exterior of the walls to keep down seepage in the years to come.
Okay, exterior or interior?
I'd like to put it on the exterior.
Okay. Well, there are various waterproofing applications that could be put on the exterior, Bill, but the number one way for you to keep those walls from leaking is to keep the water away from the walls. And the way you do that is by making sure that the grading is always well tamped and sloping away from the walls. And that slope, by the way, should really exceed what's required by code. Typically, code requires about a 1 to 2 inch drop over 12 feet. What I want to see you have is a drop of about 6 inches over 4 feet, and then it can fade out a little more gradually after that. And then the second thing is, of course, to have a properly installed gutter system. And by properly installed, we mean that the spout just can't go out 6 inches like most builders leave it. It needs to go out a couple of feet to a splash block and then another couple of feet.
Well, and since, Bill, you're just building your house, you have an opportunity to then bury your downspouts to go far, far away from the house and deposit the water completely elsewhere.
So, Bill, the grading and the gutter control is far more effective than anything you could put on those walls. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Gwen in California is up next, and she finds the Money Pit on KSRO. And you've got a painting question. How can we help?
Hello. Yes, I bought a house, and it has seafoam green ceramic tile around the fireplace, which just doesn't work for me. And I was wondering if ceramic tile can be painted, maybe black or white or some other more appropriate color. Have you had any experience with that?
It's absolutely, you can paint it. It's all a matter of making sure that you get proper adhesion. And the first thing you need to do is make sure that those tiles are all really, really clean. And around the fireplace, you're probably getting a buildup of smoke, and it might just have some dirt and dust on it. So try to clean that really well. And a good way to clean is with water and ammonia, a mixture of the two. And that'll get rid of any sort of dirt that might be on there. And once that's on there, once everything's really clean, make sure you rinse it well with plain water and let it dry. And then you have to make sure you prime it with something that's really going to stick really well. And a Bullseye 123 primer from Zinsser. It's an oil-based primer. It's going to stick really well to the ceramic tile, which is important because you want to make sure that that other paint sticks to it. But it's important to remember that even though you're painting with something that's going to stick well, if you sort of rub on the tile abrasively, you might scratch it off anyway. So you have to be really cautious once it's painted that you treat it carefully. You know, don't scrub it, don't scratch at it, because, you know, it could be prone to showing damage. And then once you put the primer on, make sure you use, I think, an oil-based paint would be good because it'll give you a nice sheen and it'll stick really well. And that should do the trick.
Just any oil base, or does it, is there a tile oil based paint, or just any oil based ceramic? I mean, whatever, high gloss would work.
Oh yeah, I think any sort of oil based paint that you would find. Behr makes a fantastic paint that offers excellent coverage, and just make sure you get an oil base that will really stick well because it gives you good adhesion. It gives you nice sheen.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gwen. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Well, okay, Money Pit listeners, coming up next, we're going to tell you about a new type of window that is twice as strong as aluminum and 9 times stronger than vinyl replacement windows, and they'll save your money, and the government will help you pay for them. All that's coming up next.
You live in a Money Pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Behr Premium Plus Interior Sateen Kitchen and Bath Enamel with advanced NanoGuard technology to help consumers protect these areas, keeping them looking new longer. For more information, visit Behr.com. That's BEHR.com.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. Hey, Leslie, we've been talking a lot this year about energy savings because it's an important topic. Energy has never cost more. Why does the energy cost always go up in the winter? I don't know. But
it
always
does. It's just the law of the land.
However, this is the best time to think about making an energy-saving improvement because the government is actually going to pay you to do just that.
I love it. They're going to pay me to save money. It's a novel concept, and I hope it sticks around.
That's right. And with us to talk about that is Kathy Harkema. Kathy is from Pella Windows and Doors. Kathy, talk to us about the energy tax credit and how does it apply to consumers that are making those improvements?
Well, consumers who replace outdated windows and doors with more energy-efficient models now through the end of 2007 can qualify for a $200 tax credit from the U.S. government. And many utility companies will offer rebates as well for replacing old inefficient windows with more energy efficient models like Pella Impervia.
So you can basically get those rebates from two sources, from the government and also from your utility company?
Absolutely. It's wise to check with your utility company. I know I took advantage of that here in my area. And the big thing is a lot of people think about replacing windows and doors in the winter to save on heating costs, but replacing now helps you save on those cooling costs too and keep your home more comfortable. And new replacement windows are much more quiet than old single-pane
models. Yeah, if you've got a draft
model.
In the winter, you're definitely going to have a draft in the summer. How can folks who are looking at new windows think about knowing which models are more energy efficient and which ones would qualify for the tax credits?
The easiest thing to look for is the Energy Star, and that's the symbol that you find on computers and refrigerators and energy efficient windows. And windows that are Energy Star qualified will qualify for those U.S. tax credits, along with doors that are Energy Star qualified.
And Kathy, I wanted to ask you about the Pella Impervia windows. You mentioned that those are good windows to install, and I know that they're made of fiberglass as opposed to vinyl or vinyl-clad wood. That's a bit of departure from traditional window construction, isn't it? What are the advantages of a fiberglass window?
Well, Pella Impervia is actually the strongest, most durable material available in windows and doors, and it's made from Duracast. Duracast is an engineered fiberglass composite material. And the beauty of Pella Duracast is that it's designed to withstand those extremes, like extreme traffic of busy families, or extreme heat, or extreme cold. And because it's fiberglass, the material expands and contracts at the same rate as the glass itself in the window.
Oh, interesting.
You've got a very energy-efficient window in Pella window Impervia windows or Pella Impervia patio doors.
That's got to make the glass seals a lot more efficient because you're not having constant difference in movement between a wood frame or a vinyl frame and the glass
panes
itself.
Fighting each other. That's great.
Absolutely. Pella Impervia and the Duracast material is actually 9 times stronger than vinyl and twice as strong as aluminum. And it's very efficient when it comes to keeping your home warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
Now, we've seen fiberglass doors that are much more energy efficient, and now we're seeing fiberglass windows. Do you feel this fiberglass is a trend that's here to stay now?
Absolutely. It's virtually invincible. It's very durable. And the beauty of Pella Impervia is it's very affordable.
Yeah, but what are you guys going to do? You're making something so fantastic, no one's ever going to need to replace that.
Well, there's always new homes under construction, and there's plenty that need replacement. And we found that our customers really love the beauty and durability of Pella Impervia, and it's available in white, tan, and brown to fit various decors as well.
Oh, that's great.
Now, Kathy, besides the window replacements, what are some other areas of the home that could benefit from this energy tax credit?
Well, all types of things from heating materials, cooling materials, roofing materials. Now's the time to really take a look at your home. And if you want to do something to take a bite out of your utility bill, take advantage of these U.S. energy tax credits and start replacing water heaters, windows, doors, even storm doors qualify for the energy tax credit.
Now, does this tax credit only happen once? Like, for example, you mentioned $200 on the window. Is that per window, or how is it calculated?
That is per home. Many utilities will offer a tax credit or a rebate per window. For example, in my home, I got a rebate per window that I replaced. So check with your local utility companies, check on their websites, and check for the U.S. Tax credit, and take advantage of these to help put some money back into your pocket. And also add some value to your home, because replacing your windows and doors are some of the best investments that you can make today when you're adding value to your home and keeping your home cooler in the summer, warmer in the winter, and just more enjoyable with new windows and doors.
I love when utility companies pay me to use less of their product.
That's fantastic.
It's a great concept. And, you know, Pella Impervia windows are very easy to install if you're installing them yourself or having someone install them for you. And they're designed for new construction, remodeling, as well as replacement applications. So they're very versatile.
Kathy Harkeman with Pella, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Leslie, I love the tip about the fiberglass expanding and contracting the same rate with glass.
It's really great. It makes sure that you get a really nice seal all the time.
Yeah, I did not know that. So you see, I can learn something. I am trainable. It works. Well, up next on the Money Pit, is your dishwasher a dud lately? We're going to wash out the possible problems and get you back on the right track after this.
Money Pit!
The walls in your home hold memories, hopes, dreams, and quite possibly mold. You see, traditional drywall has paper on both sides, which combined with moisture can allow conditions that cause mold. That's why more people are insisting on a new paperless drywall called Dens Armor Plus from Georgia-Pacific. Unlike conventional paper-faced drywall, Dens Armor Plus has glass mat facings on both sides. And no paper on the surface means one less place for mold to get started. It's that simple and that revolutionary. If you eliminate the paper, you reduce the chances for mold. If you're building or remodeling, stop feeding mold by using Dens Armor Plus. To find out more, go to stopfeedingmold.com or ask about it at your local building supply retailer.
Roomside blinds and curtains are dust magnets, and all those allergens accumulating on your window treatments could be making you sick. That's why I love Designer Series windows and patio doors from Pella. They have blinds sandwiched between panes of glass. They're protected from dust. So Pella Designer Series windows actually help keep the air in your home healthier. And here's the best part. Window blinds protected under glass don't need constant cleaning. What's not to love? For a free in-home consultation, call 800-309-5555.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
Too hot! Too cold! Too hot! Too cold!
Don't let this happen to you. This poor temperature-challenged creature is the victim of a home without zone control. Some rooms insanely hot, others crazily cold. Rather than running from room to room trying to get comfortable, find a cure and find it fast. What is the cure? April Air Zone Control for new and existing homes. April Air Zone Control brings comfort to every area of your home. So hurry to aprilair.com for immediate expert help and for the location of the April Air Zone Control dealer nearest you. Comfort is only a mouse click away. So go to aprilair.com now.
Too hot.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. The Pella Windows Your Way sale is going on now. Visit us at www.pella.com or call 1-800-TBD-PELLA today for a free consultation. Pella, viewed to be the best.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You can also log on to our website at moneypit.com where you can sync and go the weekly podcast version of this show.
We're so high tech.
We are high tech. Do you know that we had 30,000 podcast downloads last month? That's
really
like insane. It's amazing how good this technology is.
Heck, you know, iPods make everything so portable, so it's just fantastic. You can really listen to anything whenever you want, including the Money Pit.
That's right. And with our 24/7 call center, you can even listen to the iPod version of the show, and you can pick up the phone and call us and get a live call screener to ask your question to. Well, we were speaking about dishwashers before our slight adjournment, and now that we're back, let's talk about what to do if your dishwasher is not getting the job done. The tip is it might not be getting enough water. There is such a thing known as the water inlet valve, which brings water from your outside source, and that might be responsible.
Well, the good news is that it's easy to replace. This is what you do. You'll find it at the bottom of your machine. It's under the access panel. You can look there. If it's defective, you can replace it pretty inexpensively.
Now, if you call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, not only will you continue to get great home improvement advice, but we're going to give away the Ryobi Multitasket to one caller. It features the patented air grip vacuum technology, which allows it to adhere to walls and other surfaces without marring or marking. It's also got this cool rotating laser head attachment that you could use to, like, freak out your cat if it wants to like chase it around the room and stuff. And I don't think that's in the owner's manual though.
That's in the fine print in the directions, right. Actually.
It also includes a magnetic tray that will hold your screws, nails, and even small tools. But call us right now if you want to win. 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's next on the Money Pit?
John in Massachusetts finds the Money Pit on WPRO, and you've got a chimney situation. What's happening?
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
You're so welcome. How can we help?
I have a wood stove in my cellar, and it goes out to an outside chimney. I'm having water coming through. When it rains real hard, I have water coming through on my trap door in my cellar. I'm really... Right now, I even have a gutter, a piece of gutter that goes to my sump pump from that trap door to catch the water.
You have a whole little setup down there, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, a couple of things that you want to do, John. First of all, the most common place that water gets in around a chimney is at the chimney cap. That's at the top. And this is a little concrete shelf, so to speak, that goes between the edge of the brick and the middle of the chimney liner. So you need to check that first. The second thing that you should be checking is the flashing around the base of the chimney to make sure that the flashing is properly installed. In a perfect world, you're going to have flashing and counter-flashing. So the flashing comes up from the roof, lays up against the side of the chimney, then counter-flashing that goes in the chimney mortar joint and then back down over that. So you have two pieces that sort of work together and can take the expansion and contraction. And then the third thing is to examine all of the mortar joints around the chimney itself to see if you have any deteriorated places where water is basically seeping in there. And if you see those, then you need to repoint. Lastly, you could consider putting a chimney cap on if you don't have one already, because some of those tend to be big enough that they sort of act like an umbrella on top of your chimney and sort of slow down the volume of water that gets to attack it directly. Does that make sense to you, John?
Yes, it does. I have a cap, and it seems that it only comes when it rains really, really hard. And I've diverted my downspouts away from the house, because when I first bought my home, I had a problem with that, and I was getting a lot of water in that area.
And that did the trick?
And that did, you know, it helped some. But when we have a lot of rain, like we just had some rain here in the Northeast, you know, yesterday and today, and I had some water coming down through that trap. And I've heard you before, and it would probably have nothing to do with the water level. I mean, I'm to the point where I wanted to dig around the house or around the foundation.
Yeah, generally not needed.
I'm sorry?
Generally not needed.
Not needed, right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check those flashings, though. I didn't really check the flashings on the crown.
Yeah, start up and work down. Remember gravity.
Okay.
And it could just be that the wind is moving the roofing material and causing something to unsettle with the flashing. So it could just be in circumstances like that. So look at all of the surrounding areas where the chimney comes out of the roof.
Very good.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Matt in Alabama has an electrical question. How can we help?
I purchased a new home, and I had a reputable nationwide home inspection company do an inspection on the new home. I thought that was a good idea for me to find some things. He pointed out a few things, and then he left the premises with his report. And I went up in the attic not knowing what to look for, and I noted an electrical junction box that was blue, that wasn't fastened to anything, but a lot of wires were going into it with black electrical tape, but yet no cover was on it, and it was exposed. What am I to do with that problem?
Well, if the junction box is open like that, there ought to be a cover on it and ought to be secured. We don't want to have it where it's going to be disturbed by anything. An open junction box could be a fairly minor electrical repair. Have you closed on the house yet?
Yes, I did. I moved in, and I've been in the home for 6 months.
Okay. Well, it should be a standard electrical box. You could simply go pick up a cover for it. It's not a major issue, but it's something you ought to tend to.
Great. Thank you so much for your help. I love your show.
Oh, enjoy your
welcome.
New house.
Yeah.
All right.
Matt, call us again. 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Well, if you had a rough winter around your part of the country, you may have been using a lot of salt and chemical de-icers on your concrete around the house, the concrete walks, the patios, and it can really do a number on it.
Yeah, it's interesting. And even when I went to the home centers to buy, which is the one that you want?
You want calcium chloride, not sodium chloride.
Right. Do you know how hard it is to find calcium chloride at all of those big box stores? It's really hard to find it.
It's sold under different trade names, you know, like Safety Ice and stuff like that.
But it's interesting. They make it almost difficult. They want you to have to do all this repair work. So if
because then they can sell you the concrete in
exactly,
the spring.
Or, you know, because then you'll have other services that need working on, and then right. You'll have reasons to call us. So maybe we're all involved on this. But you know, if your outdoor surfaces are pitted and chipped, you're not alone. And one of our emails this week addresses this problem, and we're going to have a solution right after this.
You live in a money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Dense Armor Plus, the revolutionary paperless drywall from Georgia Pacific.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now, you could pick up the phone and call us 24 hours a day, or you could email us by going to moneypit.com and clicking on Ask Tom and Leslie. Shoot us an email question, and we get tons of those every week, especially from the subscribers to our free Money Pit e-newsletter, also available. And again, did I mention, Leslie, it was free?
We love to give things away. Information, prizes, newsletters, it's all free. It's all for you. All right, well, Rose visited our website, and she wrote to us, After the winter, the cement outside my sliding doors chipped. I didn't use salt. I used more of a sodium deposit, well, which is actually
salt. Yeah, actually, Rose, you did use salt.
Yeah, you did. For the snow, can you please tell me what to do? It looks terrible, and it's still chipping.
Yeah, at this point, Rose, it sounds to me like you use sodium chloride, or otherwise known as rock salt, which is a bad thing to use. On that concrete sidewalk, and it did cause a lot of deterioration. So here's what you need to do. You have to do a patching compound on that, and the best kind of patch is an epoxy one. Now, there's really two products. First of all, there's a patch that fills all of the divots, and then there's sort of a surface coat that's more like a paint. The problem here is, and it's not a problem, it's just maybe a little bit more work than what you expected, is that you need to not only do the area that's cracked, but if you want it all to match, you're going to have to do the whole thing. It'd be like having a one section of the sidewalk that's painted. But the key is to use the epoxy-based products. They are the most sticky, which means they stay on there the longest. You can't patch concrete with more concrete because it'll fall right off very, very quickly. So epoxy patching compounds will have your sidewalks restored in no time.
All right, we got time for one more, and it comes from Sally in Iowa, who writes, our house was built around 1997 using drywall. Some of the corners are starting to show a vertical crack about an inch in from the corner along that piece of metal they used to edge the corner. It almost appears to be popping out. How can we repair this before we paint?
You know, it's amazing how common loose corner bead is. You see it in almost every single home. That's, of course, the metal corner that's used to form that sharp, you know, crisp corner line.
But that's usually just on an open edge. It's not at a corner where two pieces meet, correct?
Well, it's at an outside corner as opposed to an inside corner, right. Now, typically, it doesn't get nailed enough, and then that because there's a lot of movement in a corner, it will pop. So really what you have to do Sally, is you need to put additional nails in it. And to do that, what you should do is scrape away a little bit of the spackle to get right down to that metal bead. And it's a little bit of a situation where you have to sort of work it in, because if you put too much of the nail in one spot, it'll pop out somewhere else. So make sure you put nails about every 8 to 12 inches and do it evenly all the way down so it comes in together, leaves that edge hanging out, and then you can spackle on top of it and you'll be good to go.
All right. Good advice for Sally in Iowa. I hope that helps you with your drywall problem.
If you have a question, you can email us to helpme@moneypit.com. Well, that's about all the time we have this hour, but before we go, it's time once again for Leslie's Last Word, and today you've got some great tips on how to keep your satellite dish tuned in.
That's right. Satellite dishes are great because they can provide access to a wide range of programming, but they can be temperamental. They don't always work all the time the way you want them to. So if you have a satellite dish or you're thinking about getting one, make sure you maintain it. Remember that strong winds can move a dish out of alignment, and over time, lines can become damaged or waterlogged. So stay tuned to all these details, and your satellite dish reception will be crystal clear.
Well, coming up next week on the Money Pit, it doesn't fly through the air like a satellite wave, but almost. It's almost as bad. And it's the mosquito. They really know how to take the bite out of backyard fun. Well, coming up next week, we're going to give you some tips to keep mosquitoes from spoiling your summer. That's all the time we have, though. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.